Blog Talk Radio.
North, and I'm back.
Yay! And I'm Jacqueline, and welcome back! We missed you!
I missed you, too. And all our loyal listeners and all the things. It was great to see you, though, down in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was so wonderful. I was glad to see you. I got to see you twice this time. That's amazing. That really is.
That never happens.
No, it doesn't. But what a wonderful thing. You got to experience our summer weather in the spring.
Oh, yes. Hot, hot. I hit a lot of rain on the way back. It was a white-knuckle drive today, the last few hours.
Ooh.
I mean,
well, you made it, and that's a good thing.
We're talking major fog going through the mountains with torrential rain, and I have night blindness, so I am just on my knees in my heart with the Lord to get here. What pretty much is going on?
Oh, but it's so good to have you back.
Yes, it's great to be back. And, you know, and it's we had that new moon yesterday too.
Yes, and that lovely.
Awesome. That Aryan fire.
Yes. Sudden changes are afoot.
Sudden changes seem to be always afoot, Jacqueline. What's up with that?
Well, with Uranus and Aries, too, you know, hey.
Right?
But
well, I have to tell you, though, I really enjoyed my stay in South Florida. And, I had a good time, saw some friends and family, and great to travel, wonderful to be home.
Always. Yes.
Well, we have quite a few people in the queue, but before we get started, we have people that call in, and they're in the queue, and we do like mini readings on everyone. But we also have people that listen, maybe because they don't want discuss things publicly about themselves, but they're interested in what we do. So Jacqueline and I got together, didn't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, we did.
And we decided that we were going to give a special code word. We're going to give you a code word tonight so that if you know the code word and you call either Jacqueline or myself, we'll give you a full 20% off on a half an hour reading. But you must know the secret password. Right, Jacqueline?
Yes, absolutely.
And tonight, for those that have already signed on, the password is going to be Menkar, M-E-N-K-A-R. And it's a fixed star that both the Moon and Mars are sitting on in Taurus this evening. The fixed stars are very mystical. They date back to the ancient times when astrology had to be done totally by observation without even a telescope. And Menkar is part of the whale constellation. It's the brightest star in Cetus, the whale. It was connected as a massive sea monster, destructive and all-powerful, and arises from the depths of the sea, unannounced and terrible. But Bernadette Brady, who's an expert in the fixed stars, she says, the unconscious becoming conscious, the sudden emergence of deep unconscious issues. So if you know the code word, and you call either Jack or myself, we'll be happy to give you a 20% discount on a reading if you'd rather have it privately than on the air. we both agreed this would be a fabulous idea.
And, you know, I think it's great how the fixed stars assist the planets that we do track on an everyday basis, because the symbology, you know, in astrology, certain things redefine themselves in several different ways to make the same thing happen. And just like Mars in direct conjunction with the moon, just sitting right on top of it tonight, that whole action of transformation of emotions and really taking action on our emotions and delving into them and bringing them out and getting rid of them, of the ones that we don't desire, is so great and so impacting at this point in time.
And that Mars-Moon conjunction is in a perfect trine to Pluto that just went retrograde in Capricorn a couple days ago. So it is all about transformation and rooting out those things that don't empower you and bringing in those things that do. And you can be that terrible energy that does a little bit of a cleanup on your life in the cycle. It's not always comfortable to liberate people onto a new path, move away from a job, or something that's not working for you. But this is the time to reconsider your foundation for change for the future. When Pluto retrogrades, it's a slow-moving planet. We're probably going to really feel it probably by the end of this week. But it allows us to look at what might be impeding us so that we can make the necessary changes to keep the structure alive, but clean it up enough so that it starts to actually flow better. Do you agree?
I do. And especially with Mercury in conjunction with them, it also makes it a conscious thought, a very physical conscious thought. And with it being Taurus, it is time to put forward and start taking action in the things that you know are the right things to do, and to, you know, eliminate those challenges at this point in time. It, when the energy flows like this, it flows easier. That's what trines do. So you're flowing more with the energy of this earth if you allow yourself to do that at this point in time.
Exactly. And the sun, it's really misunderstood because it's considered to be a luminary and a planet in astrology, but it's the closest star. It is the life-giving resonant energy for this creation. It's going into Taurus tomorrow. So we're going to have a nice energy where now what we're talking about this evening, tomorrow after you think about it, you might see it even more clearly about how it's working in your life, which is awesome.
It is.
Well, we have a bunch of people in the queue. Oh, my goodness. I suppose we should maybe take some callers. Jacqueline, what do you think?
Let's do that.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline. How's it going?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Not too much. I got to ask you some questions. How about you?
If I was any better, I'd be twins. Jacqueline paid me to say that. No, I'm just kidding. Now, are you the one from Medicine Hat, or are you the one from Fort Lauderdale?
No, from Medicine Hat.
I thought so. I'm just checking. Because I have so many J's on here, it's like crazy. Anyway. And you live in Edmonton now, right?
Yes.
Ah. Okay, so what questions do you have for us?
I heard Pluto went retrograde, and how does it affect the... what's coming up for me, actually, because I'm wondering for anything, actually, because just wonder if that planet has a big factor in my chart. Because Pluto went retrograde until September, I think.
Yes.
Correct.
So you were born with your Pluto retrograde, and current transiting Pluto is in trine with you. It's not a threat.
Okay, that's good.
It's a promise. It's a promise. In other words, you've been rethinking a lot of things lately anyway. And so what this is going to allow you to do is to go deeper into your subconscious, about your prosperity, about the things that you want to acquire in your life, because Pluto's transiting your second house. Now, the second house is an interesting house because it rules how you earn your daily bread, the temple, mm-hmm. the body that you're wearing, any temple that you attend, okay, real estate, acquiring a lover, perhaps, having mm-hmm. somebody to call your own, okay. So these are a lot of questions you've had ongoing. At one point when we talked to you, you wanted to launch. Now that Pluto's retrograde, it's saying if you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing.
Mm.
Look deeper, be more thorough. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree with all that you said 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And to add to that, okay, because there's another aspect that just makes this really glorious for you as well. And that is Pluto retrograde is trining your Venus.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what this transit is going to do is it's readjusting your day-to-day work. It's readjusting it for your own financial benefit, because at the same time, during this month, not only is the moon going to pass it here shortly, but Mars, Mercury, and the Sun are going to pass over that Venus. So it's really saying you need to be out there and launch this. People are going to love this. The flow of energy trining to this Pluto to make this shift is so to your benefit. So, again, I'll agree with Aphrodite that you've got to embrace this time. This is a very powerful time, having it from your second to your sixth to your ninth house of aspiration. This is the time to go, honey, if you ever want to do it.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I hear
and
that
love,
a lot.
And love, okay. Love can come to you through your work.
Hmm.
And I say this sincerely, all right? Because you are the kind of person, you want to share real-world items with the person you love. Someone that shares your interests or has something that can coordinate with it in some way. Because with you, love can be romantic, but it also needs to be real. Where in real Earth time, there's shared interests and appreciation for each other's gifts.
Yes.
Good. Are we good?
We're good. I'll have to call you maybe later for a reading, actually, with that Min car password.
Ah, good boy. Yes, we'd love to have that. Because, you know, when we do the whole chart, we usually record it for you and all that stuff. And it's nice because you have an opportunity to ask all the questions. You know, and like I said, we love to do the show because sometimes people only have one thing that they feel blocked by, but to get a reading that's a little bit longer and a little bit more detailed can really be beneficial.
Mm. Okay.
So let us know. Call either one of us. We'll help you out because that's what we're here for, okay?
Okay.
Many blessings.
Thanks, Aphrodite. Thanks to Jacqueline.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, it's going.
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome. He's such a darling.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Yes, let's do it.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam. I don't know if you have my birth information from a long time ago. I've been trying to get on for a while.
Okay. Let me just take a quick peek.
Is it 12/8/43?
Yes.
6:30 p.m. Buffalo. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, do you still live in Buffalo?
No, I'm in hot, sunny Florida. Hot.
Oh, what's it? Fort Lauderdale.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Wow. Are you a movie star?
Not quite.
Okay.
I had aspirations one day.
Oh, why not? We need to demonstrate our inspiration, our inner theater, if you will.
I was in theater for a while, yeah. I was younger.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
I did. Yeah.
So what questions do you have for us tonight?
Well, I've been struggling in a variety of areas here, all seem to be at once and not making any progress. And I'm wondering, my main concerns are health and where I live and finances, because I had hoped to make a move and it didn't happen due to finances. I'm not happy where I am at all. And it looks like it's going to be with this retrograde, it looks like finances and all that maybe are going to be held up. What do you feel around those areas and getting my health back in shape and all that?
Well, I believe that your health, it's a process, not an event right now, that will probably complete itself by the end of the first week of August.
End of August, huh?
Yeah, the end of the first week of August, like 8th to the 12th. We have some interesting things going on in here. Now, are you being a co-creator with your health issues right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to change my diet for the better, and I'm trying to do...
And you need to get into it like a song. It needs to be like a song. If you approach it as a restriction, it's not going to be as powerful unless you see it as a song for your well-being, okay? Try to get into the rhythm of it and follow your heart on any kind of change as far as diet is concerned. You need to love the foods you're eating, even if there's foods you decide not to eat, okay? In other words, you want this to be a plus, not a minus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going through your Jupiter return this year, and Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance.
It's Jupiter Leo, right?
Yes.
And that's abundance?
Yes, and it's going to be going into Virgo at the end of the first week of August. Okay.
Oh, that's so Virgo, my house of home. Is that my house of home or?
Actually, where you live in Hollywood, it's transiting your third house of your lifestyle. Okay, so the whole idea is to get your health in order first. So your finances. But we're talking about wellness and security. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Health has to come first because you can't buy health, honey, okay?
I know that. Oh, do I know
that. So you have to buy the health first, and as you start to work on your health, I feel the financial energy, a new nest for you, is going to follow in suit. So the quicker you can get yourself organized regarding your health, other things are going to move in that direction as like a reflection of it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and here again, I do agree with what you said about that. I do think the health is a process at this point in time that I think you need to get into a regime with and accept that. You know, the whole thing is a situation because, again, throughout this year, this is a full, you know, this is not something that's going to happen even at the end of August. It's just going to be going in a much better direction, and you'll have the optimism you need at that point in time that you don't have right now. Happy winter return, by the way, tonight. Because
and when do I start feeling the effects of that?
Well, and here again, until August, it's going to be a process that you're just going to have faith and keep working on it at this point in time. And like Aphrodite said, make it comfortable for you. Not that you have to eat, you know, kelp every day or things like this that you don't like. It's more that you have to adjust your lifestyle to where you enjoy your food, but you don't have to make it unhealthy for you, okay?
It's a testing process because I don't really know what is causing what's going on, and I don't know. I'm just sort of experimenting, eating different things, trying to, you know, see what happens if I eat certain foods, just kind of... trial and error, I guess you might say.
Well,
but,
Pam, you have so many plans in Gemini. You have to have choices. You have to have choices.
Yeah, that's sure.
I mean, boredom is your worst enemy in this chart.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But your moon is exalted in Taurus, and you're going through your lunar return today. And the nice thing about the moon being exalted in Taurus is once you set your will, there's damn little that can change that. Okay?
Right. Well, I'm kind of sort of a crisis point right now because it's just the finances are just getting too close. It's just getting too scary. I'm just not seeing anything turning around, so it's scary.
Where do your finances come from?
I'm sorry?
Where do your finances come from?
Oh,
do you work
right
for yourself
now,
or somebody else?
No, I'm on a fixed income right now, but I'm also trying to generate, selling things and finding something part-time. I'm just looking for a variety of ways to bring something in, keeping an open mind for what could I sell that I don't need and might be valuable, and what could I maybe do just part-time that isn't too taxing. I'm exploring all options, but at this point, I don't know. I'm wondering if this Pluto retrograde is going to hold me back, or if that will eventually be good. I've gotten some inheritance, but not in a monetary form. It's more like personal items and that type of thing, which I'm not going to be selling. But far as I know, there's
no. Yeah. Well, the good thing about the Pluto retrograde is as it retrogrades, it's going to form a perfect trine to your Taurus moon. So I think going to put you in a situation where maybe you can get rid of some of your overhead. You can pare down certain things to give you a little bit of wiggle room. Because Pluto says, let's transform. Let's eliminate which doesn't serve us. Like, I'm in a situation right now, like, I have three phone lines. I have a business line, a domestic line, and a cell phone. Do I really need all three? No. I came back from Florida. I said to myself, I'm getting rid of one of them. Okay?
Well, I don't even have a fancy phone. I got a free phone because it's a luxury at this point.
Right, but look at what you can do. Like you say, if you have things that are valuable, that have value that you can gift to another person for exchange of monies, that's not a bad idea.
Right.
And if you're going to generate income on a consistent level, my feeling is you might want to do something temporary with both Saturn and Pluto retrograde. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, that's where I was going with this, is because I think that what I'm looking at, it does readdress that stabilization that you're going through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here again, I have to say that I understand that you worry that you don't see what direction it's going in at this point in time. But you're going in the right direction. I am going to suggest to you maybe calling up a temporary agency and saying, hey, I need some temporary work. Can you put me somewhere? And this, you have an on-again, off-again thing, and they work within your boundary of what you know, is capable of and the time length you're capable of. And I think this could really generate an income for you in addition to what you're doing at this point in time, because here again, what you're going through financially as well as physically is a process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be fine through this process. I will say that. Again, as Aphrodite was talking about with Jay, your Pluto natally is retrograde, and so is this one. Okay.
So is that better or worse when it's natally retrograde? Does that affect me stronger or not as much?
It works better for you, okay?
Okay,
because
I had heard that.
Your whole life you've been working on that retrograde energy. So when you have this tug at it. You have the opposite effect of what most people do. When it's retrograde, that's your productive time. So here again, when Pluto is retrograde, because your natal Pluto is retrograde, it actually assists you and helps you, okay? It pushes you a little bit more. So I wouldn't be so concerned with the Pluto retrograde if I were you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm facing a rent increase as well in the end of May. So, that's another factor. something's got to give. I don't know.
And you may may want to talk to them and talk to them about the financial circumstances, and maybe they'll.
Well, I did already, and it was more to begin with. They brought it down for me.
Okay.
They didn't increase it as much as they initiated.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a negotiation there too.
Right, I looked into that because I'm trying to explore a reoption And there's a lot of things that they could be doing to make my lifestyle a lot better where I'm living, and they're not. So, you know, that's another thing. So I had some tool to work with a little bit. But it's just, like I say, right now it's getting really tight, and I'm saying, ooh. And I know Saturn isn't Sag, so that's restriction.
And it's retrograde until August 2nd.
Saturn is retrograde in Sag until August 2nd, and then it goes back into Scorpio?
No, then it goes, it's going to be back the last couple of degrees of Scorpio, but then it goes direct. And when it does that, it moves roughly a degree a month. So within
okay.
the next couple of months, it's going to be forward in Sag, okay?
Okay.
And that's probably going to propel you as far as the work experience is concerned. You know, like Jacqueline, I've been trying to tell you, it's a process, not an event, but you can do temporary things to take the pressure off. So you can
mm-hmm.
concentrate more on your health, because that's number one, okay?
Right, because I have
to
go
tell
for
you,
a doctor's appointment.
I think you're going to pull this off.
I hope you're right. I'm trying to keep my optimism, but I'm really stressed right now. I'm trying not to, you know, let it get me down. It's really a struggle, and I don't handle the heat that well, and it started like months earlier than usual, so that's slowing me down as well. You know, the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
this is,
you know.
Summer heat. This is definitely summer heat down here.
Yes, this is August weather, and I function a lot better in the 70s than I do in the 90s. So that's another thing. Whoa, wait a minute. I will, and I thank you very much for your insight, both of you. And I always listen to your show anyway and see what's going on. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Well, many blessings.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Same to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sweet night. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
So much going on in the heavens. And her chart, it's weird. It's like she's fighting a battle on three fronts. You know?
Yes.
But it seems like they're all going to fall in right around the same time. I think it's going to be end of this summer.
I think so. Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, it's Jay.
I'm
the other
doing
Jay.
Well. This is the other Jay from Miami. Yes.
I love it when a plan happens.
We were anticipating your call.
Yes, we were.
Well, I'm glad. I'm so glad. I always look forward to the show, so I'm so glad.
So you had a question for us tonight?
I am open to what. I'm going to let you ladies just play. Have fun. Whatever you see that's interesting, let me have it.
Are you ready for outrageous love?
I am ready for it.
Outrageous love is sitting on your Mercury-Venus conjunction. You're 330-85, right?
Right.
Okay. And Uranus is the planet of epiphanies. It's like the thunderbolt to the Italian, okay? And it's sitting on your Venus for the first time in 84 years. You've never experienced this transit before. And it's a
wow.
perfect trine to yours in your fourth house of home. So this person's going to be like around the corner from you. Okay?
Wow.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Wow.
Well, I was going for the Mars return here.
It's all good.
This is a great time. When your Mars returns, you're in a cycle at this point in time to where your actions, and it's perfectly aligned with, you know, all that we were talking about tonight at the beginning of the show, because what it's doing is it's making this time a really great time for you to really get out there and to really get going on the things you desire, including love. But more than love, this is a great time to socialize as well and to really be out in the experience of living life and doing, you know, what really you're inspired to do and drawn to do more than anything else. So follow your instincts is what I'm going to say, because this is a great path that can turn out really well for you in the long term.
Wow. Okay.
Now, Jay, do you belong to any kind of metaphysical organization?
I do.
Good. Because that's where the action is. And that's where the reality is going to come in. Because Jupiter is moving into trine with your Venus-Mercury conjunction as well. All these things are happening like simultaneously over these next couple of months. And I think that, as Jacqueline pointed out, not only can you find love as far as something like a romantic interest, but you can find that people just love your energy, love what you're about. So if you're in one metaphysical community and you don't really feel that vibration is there the way you'd like it, experiment a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to give up what you have, but you might want to go a little bit outside of your sphere and do something spontaneously with something's going on down in South Florida.
Okay. That's great.
Look for that.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Thank you.
Well, many blessings. We're always glad to hear from you. Keep us posted.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye.
God bless.
You're such a sweetheart, isn't he?
He is.
So you're ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. This is Andy. How are you doing?
Andy, how the heck are you?
Good. You know, in line with all the Aries calling in tonight, I thought I should jump on the bandwagon.
Hey, I like that about you.
That 29-degree sun rattling all their cages.
Can you tell we had a new moon in Aries yesterday?
Tell me again where you're living now, because I know you're not living in Urbana, Illinois anymore.
Overland Park, Kansas.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw so many people in South Florida. I'm surprised I can remember my own name.
I bet. That and being crazy from the heat, huh?
Oh, I am not used to it anymore, and I was dying.
Oh, boy.
The heat sudden down here, and it has just been going and going. The heat and humidity.
Oh, wow. So early this year. Boy, I don't know what that portends for the summer, eh?
Oh, I pray it doesn't. I pray that we get a cool front sometime soon.
Yes.
So did you have a special question about it? Was it more about the new moon?
I do have a special question. I have a big qualifying exam that is going to happen in June. It's one of those things where it's going to be about 3 weeks out of June. And just, you know, not so much fretting. I think there's going to be a good outcome, but just wondered kind of what you saw for that.
Do you know the date?
Yeah, give us a date.
Well, we're in class the second week of June, but then we are given a question to write about the next 2 weeks, which we have to turn in. So I'm guessing that, looking here at the calendar, that question has to be turned in probably around the 27th of June on a Friday. And then we'll probably find out, I don't know how quickly they, you know, do the assessment, but probably sometime around there. Either the 20th or the 27th.
What's the latest you can turn it in? Give me a time.
I'm guessing 5 p.m. on the 26th of June. That's my guess.
Okay, and that's in Overland Park, Kansas?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Take a peek at that. All right. It's funny because you always feel to me like you're so confident that I'm almost surprised you're asking this question.
You don't see the internal just quivering jelly.
It's definitely a challenge, okay? Don't you see that too, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I do. I just
it's supposed to be a challenge. It'll be a big challenge.
I am
going to
say this. In this challenge that's being presented to you, the way out is your strong intuitive ability. Feel the end. Okay?
Okay.
Because there's some, where the beauty is in this is the trines that are going on within all the water signs in you. Okay? At that time period. So it's a it really is a matter of feeling it and going with the intuition. I can see where it's going to make this transformational change, but again, I think it's going to turn out to your benefit a great deal, even though I don't think it's going to be easy.
Right.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
All right, I'm going to give you a weird piece of advice.
Okay.
But I know you're going to appreciate it because of the woman that you are. And remember, no matter how much anxiety comes in, how much stress you have, remember that everything is indeed in divine order.
Okay.
Because Neptune is sitting on your Saturn in the ninth house of your belief system. And if you can dream it, you can manifest it in this cycle. And the last day to turn this in, the moon is going to be sitting on your natal Neptune. Saturn's going to be trining your Venus in the 10th house of your career and your credentials at the same time. It's retrograde, which means that this is long overdue, what you're doing, right?
Right.
Okay. So again, I am feeling good about this for a number of reasons, too. Jupiter and Venus are both going to be in Leo in perfect trine to your Mercury, your communication, what you're writing down. Follow your heart. Above all else, your deep intuitive heart, which Jacqueline talked about, and you'll be just fine.
Great.
Okay.
thank you both. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We're on your side.
Oh,
we're
sure
your cheerleaders over
it.
Here. Okay.
Absolutely. You guys have a great night, and thanks so much.
And you too. God bless.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. What a darling she is. Okay. Oh, the next one's somebody local here in my area. Let's see.
All right.
Area code 540, are you on the air?
Yes, it's Kara in Roanoke.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
I love to have all this heat that everybody's talking about because it's freezing here.
Oh, we're down south from you. We're way down south. We're in the tropics here. I wish I was up in the cool front a little bit more today. I don't have your birth information, so what is your birthday?
It's February 9th, 1974.
At what time?
8:59 p.m.
And what city?
Salem, Virginia.
Now, there's lots. What county is that?
Roanoke County, I believe. Kind of strange. Yeah.
Scary, isn't it? No, it's a Carol with a C or an A. I'm a C or a K.
It's a K.
That's what I thought. Okay. And what special question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I mean, I have so many, but I kind of like what the gentleman did before and just let you guys run with it.
I like it when that happens.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
It's been interesting the past 2 years. It's not been good, and I've been trying to figure out a way to get out, but I can't seem to.
Do you know the birth date of this one?
February 28th, 73.
And do you know the time?
No, I do not.
Okay, and do you know the city?
Roanoke.
Right.
Slonoke, as I like to call it. I'm just kidding. I like it here. Okay.
My friends call it rojo.
Say again?
My friends call it road joke.
Oh, okay.
They've all moved. Like those are the ones that have moved away.
Wow, oh, it's an interesting mix here.
That's my life story.
Yes.
It's
you
in
know,
your head.
His son sits on your Mercury in Pisces, and they both square your Neptune and Sag, so you haven't been able to be lighthearted and happy and fun, right?
No.
No. And what's happening is, I feel you're being drained a little bit psychically here, maybe more than a little bit, and it's going to become more powerful now that Saturn is in Sagittarius, because it's going to be conjoining your Neptune next year. I want to say that, do you have friends and family nearby?
Not many. Everybody's moved away to the beach where I want to go.
Have you thought of moving?
Yes.
That might be the easiest way to remove yourself from the situation is what I'm saying.
Right. It's just a financial issue right now, and he's been supporting me, and I'd had some health issues, which are now taken care of, and I've been trying to find work, and I've had more difficult than I've ever had in my life. Could always get any job I wanted, and I've been searching for a year now and can't seem to find what I want to do.
I'm going to encourage you to look for a job where you're going, not where you are.
Okay.
Because I think that's why Spirit is saying no. Okay? That's what I think is going on. And I say that totally psychically. I'm looking at a tri-wheel on you right now. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, as far as, you know, I understand the controlling issue and the temperance issue and the honor and duty of this relationship, okay? However, it was never meant to be a long-term situation. It was meant as two kindred souls coming together is the essence of what I'm going to put there. Both of you two have
good call.
Benefits
yes.
of this
yes.
that worked for you, and it should have stayed more as a friendship and separated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel, like Aphrodite said, I do feel that work, you're looking for work and move should be integrated together to where you should be looking at a different location than where you are to find your work. If you're looking locally of where you're at, you're not going to find it, okay?
Okay.
You have to integrate both of them together, and there's where you'll find your answer, and this is a perfect time. We were talking about how all the Taurus energy is going, and it's transiting over your Mars here soon. Okay, so things are getting ready to make that move, and it's going to be the Moon, Mars, Mercury, and the Sun going over it. Okay, so this whole thing is going to go through a shift, but it's going to make you have to just get up and go for the long distance. So plan on it going that way, and you'll find your success there. It's been we're being sat here in this relationship to be taught truly what is right and wrong and what you have to be obligated to and what you don't have to be obligated to, okay?
Okay.
And remember that in this, that there is no obligation in,
okay.
in staying, okay?
Okay. Now as far as I have a third
you need to really count on your family at this time.
Can I count on them? No.
Well, I think you need to count on them as an emotional support.
Okay.
Are you close to them or not?
My dad I'm pretty close to.
Okay.
He's here.
Because I know most Aquarians, you know, they tend to move away from family. They're staunch individualists, and they tend to go their own trail. And I love that
mm-hmm.
about them.
Right.
But right now I think that you do need somebody that's kind of like standing behind you on an emotional level. To facilitate this move, to make the change. Because I don't think, and I say this kindly, I don't think you have the power to separate from him when you're local. You're going to have to move.
Right.
You just can't do it.
I
don't know why I said I can't point out an astrological thing that's a psychic impression, but your heart keeps going down to your knees, back up, down to your knees, back up.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So you're really feeling this person depends on you in some ways, and you hate to be the bad news bear, okay?
Yes.
And that's what's really doing you in. So to get a great job in the area where you want to go, you can do that. I got this great job. I got to go. You know?
And that's, I would do that in a second. I have, thing is, I have an actual third interview for a job here, but my gut tells me no, but then I felt like that would help me to move financially. Do you see anything about that?
Well, if you're stuck here for a couple of months and you can make that additional money to facilitate the move, that's fine. But you've got to look at what you really need in your heart and your soul right now as far as your lifestyle is concerned, okay? And I mean, you seem to be a fantastic communicator, right?
Pardon?
You're a fantastic communicator.
I think so, with certain things.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing here. As I'm seeing a lot of you opening up mentally, you growing and learning new things. This is your time to escalate that. You're also very creative and very psychic, which you already know.
Yeah.
But I think that if you do something temporary or you get something for now to get you to your next level, just don't lose sight of your strategy.
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep us posted.
Okay. All right.
We're here every Sunday,
and
we're glad to talk to you and stuff like that. As you go through this process, we're happy to help, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
Have a good evening.
Many blessings. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Tough chart.
Tough chart. But she can make it, and she does have the intuitive ability to see the future and the end result of it. She's just got to keep her eye on that.
Yeah, she's afraid of being wrong. She's so afraid of being wrong with that Virgo ascendant.
I understand, but she's got to keep her eye on the ball. That's it.
That's why I told her, keep the focus, keep the strategy going on, yeah.
Yep.
Ready for the next one?
Yep. Okay.
This is more down in your neck of the woods, I think. Let's see. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Jacqueline? Hello?
Cindy.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, except for this one issue.
Okay, what's the issue?
Okay, the issue is, you know, I volunteer at a certain place, and my boss the other day was in the back of the room, and she was talking to two people quietly, and I heard exactly what she said about me. And when I confronted her, she said, oh, I never said that. You're making me ill. Well, she did say it, and I know it, you know, I know it was against me. Should I stay there or not?
I don't know who we're talking to. Can you tell me your name?
Oh, this is Cindy Revis.
Okay.
Well, you know, and here again, you really, do you want to work there?
You know, I don't really.
And so why are you staying?
Well, I quit about two months ago, and she said, oh, you've got to stay until you do these projects. So I am.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
I know.
You know,
I know.
The longer you stay, the more I feel that it's not going to work for you. Okay. But right now, you know, in your chart, you're crawling out of your skin. You just want to go. Okay.
Yeah.
With the Saturn retrograde, you know, it's really hitting your Mars hard, and it's making it to where it's going to be more difficult to just stay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know she really doesn't like me, but What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on
what she thinks about you is none of your business.
No, it is my business right now. Jacqueline, what do you think?
Because you can't change it.
Jacqueline, what do you think?
Well, here again, I agree with Aphrodite that you can't change it. Some people's opinions are their opinions, and you have to realize that some people do things for the wrong reason. And here
right.
again, you need to let it go. I think
yeah.
you're putting too much emphasis on it. I think you're caring some more about it because you need to make an example of, no, if you're going to talk bad about people, I don't need to be in your environment. That's not who I am. I like a peaceful, harmonious environment. You're a Libra sun.
That's
work
true.
Harmony. So you have... You know, the Virgo rising makes you set that example, okay, that, no,
yeah.
I've got to walk out of here because of your attitude. And
yeah.
that's what I strongly suggest you do.
Okay, great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Cindy.
All righty then. I think we have time to do one more. What do you think? Go for it.
Yes, let's go for it.
Area code 212, you're on the air.
Oh, wow, hello. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What's your name?
Karen. Sorry?
What's
I'm from Karen or Karen Sue, depending on who you talk to.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
March 29th, 1950.
And what time were you born?
3:19 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
What was the year?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, my mother had it down, so I've remembered it. I trust she remembered it correctly. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. No. What was the year again? I'm a little slower.
50. Yeah.
And the time again?
3:19 a.m.
In the city?
New York.
And where do you live now?
New York.
Ah, a native city.
Yes,
I
haven't lived there
right.
all my whole life. We, you know, did live in the suburbs for a while of New York, but I've been living in the city myself for quite a number of years also. I moved back.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, I don't really know what's ahead for me. I've been kind of stuck for a while and don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. I'm also involved with someone I'm very concerned with, their health issues, and I'm trying to help them, and we have a rocky relationship. I don't know if you'd be able to see
when's
if there's
birthday?
Anything. His birthday is 6/4/48.
You know what time?
So, New York, I think the time was about 6:30 a.m., but he's not that sure.
Okay. In what city?
New York.
All right.
Okay, we'll take a look at this.
Thank you.
I love New York.
Yeah, I used to really love it.
Well,
not so sure anymore.
Sometimes we change on the inside, and our circumstances and our location change too, so it makes
right.
it a little harder. But there is a lot of things going on with him, boy. Whew.
Hmm.
Now he's currently under a doctor's care.
Yes.
He's getting mixed messages from more than one doctor. That's what I'm seeing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very involved with the VA doctors, and we don't really have all that much confidence in them. And then I found an integrative doctor, although I really don't know, you know, how good he will be. So, yeah, that somewhat difference in approach.
Wow. What's his diagnosis, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, that's fine. He's had a lot of issues, and actually the current things that are active now are prostate cancer. Had been treated in the past, and, you know, radiation and hormone, and then he had stopped it and thought it was in remission. Now that's kind of active again. And he's had a bone marrow abnormality, and it kind of, he used to make too many platelets, and then that kind of calmed down. We thought that it was healing, but apparently it was just morphing into a different problem. And they call this myelofibrosis, which is when the bone marrow cells get kind of stiff and fibrous and aren't functioning well. And it's sometimes considered a pre-leukemic state. They're concerned if it goes to leukemia. They're also concerned because it's affecting his spleen. The spleen is very enlarged.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a physician, but I was in the medical field for 21 years. And I'm really thinking that this man needs to go outside the VA. I want to say he needs to go to one of these state-of-the-art cancer institutes that deals with the whole person. And and it's not like he doesn't have the money. He does. I think that it could be worked out. I think that that's something that he can do. But right now, I really feel that he's in a stalemate where he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as your relationship is concerned, let's take a look at that. This is very difficult for you because you're very kind and very nurturing. And actually, he can be too, can't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a lot of stress on it, but I think it has more to do with the health issues and him feeling he has no power. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do feel that, you know, a cancer son as a patient is a hard thing in the first place, okay? I don't care how you look at it. They don't make good patients, okay? They make good nurturers for others, but they don't make good nurturers for themselves.
Okay? I thought he was a Gemini. I thought he was born 6'4".
Yes, he is a Gemini. As a son, he is a Gemini, but he has Mercury and Venus and Cancer. I'm sorry, okay?
Yes, he does.
With that, taking that in mind here again, he really just doesn't do well, okay? That cancer energy, they accept it, but they don't, okay? So I understand that, you know, he is going through a major transformation and change. I agree with Aphrodite. With Saturn going retrograde, he needs to go outside of the VA. He needs to get into another treatment and another different modality, maybe in another area than where you live even. Okay, being in areas, you might have to travel to this place, okay? But I do feel that he will have a much greater success during this period of time from now until the middle of August by working on it with a different modality than he has before, okay?
Mm-hmm. And the integrative doctor that he recently started seeing, are you getting that he's not enough?
I think that could benefit him because now he's seeking outside of what he thought was going to be a sure thing.
Yeah.
Jupiter is conjoining both your Plutos right now, okay, and Saturn in his chart. So this is a time that he has to basically be the leader. This is not a time for him to be codependent. This is a time for him to say, you know what, this is not enough. I have all these people, and the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. Time to make a change. So I would definitely try the integrative approach with this gentleman, but I would also know that you may have to do something else too.
Mm.
And I would just support him, but right now I feel where he's at right now, he is so afraid of losing his independence. It's like, that's the problem. So he needs to be part of the decisions that he's making.
He's afraid that what, he gets sicker and he won't be able to function on his own? Is that what you mean?
That's part of it. Also,
I'm not sure what you mean about the independence.
They're trying to make a lot of decisions for him and his treatment, and he doesn't really understand all that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody that's going to really explain to him exactly what's going on so he can be a co-creator of those decisions.
Yeah, well, right now the VA does push a lot of treatments, and he is resisting a lot of them.
Right.
And I feel that I have helped educate him so that he knows.
Absolutely. That's good.
I think that he has been, you know, rejecting a lot of their stuff.
Well, right now, just concentrate on being his guardian angel. And if he says yes, yes, or no, no, go with it. Because his will has to be engaged for the best possible result.
Yes.
Okay. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Many blessings. Okay. God bless.
You too.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and we're already off the air, Jacqueline. But let's put our numbers out there in case somebody's still listening.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.